وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أبا قيامة حفظك الله تعالى. طيب يا أخواني في الله، the brother is asking about someone doing wudu. Then during the wudu he passed wind, سبحان الله. فهل he repeat his wudu from the beginning or he just continue because he didn't finish his wudu? The answer in a normal situation for a normal person, not for a person who have a permanent problem in passing this gas. Okay, if it's sort of a normal situation, قدر الله it came out for me at that time, the answer is he need to repeat from the beginning. طيب العبادة لا تتجزأ، ما أفسد بعضه أفسد كله والعكس بالعكس. The عبادة doesn't take parts by parts. Whatever destroy part of it, it will destroy the whole of it. Destroy the whole of it. You understand? يعني for example يا أخي, you just start your prayer during the first rak'ah. قدر الله you pass wind, means you need to repeat from the beginning. Or in the end of your ibadah, you did 3 rak'at already, then you break your salah, you need to repeat from the beginning. The ibadah doesn't take part by part. This kind of ibadah doesn't take part by part. You understand? It's different. Same thing in the tawaf, you are doing tawaf. In a tawaf, you're doing tawaf circles around the Kaaba. In the 6th tawaf, you break your wind, the correct opinion, you need tahara, go and make wudu and start from the beginning. You understand? This is the correct opinion, because in the 7 circles is as a one ibadah until the end. So the ibadah when it's been described in our religion as a one ibadah means cannot take it part by part. But when the ibadah in our religion is described by pieces, by different pieces, different ibadah, here yes you can, no problem. You understand? For example, fasting the 30 days of Ramadan. Yes, it's one ibadah with Ramadan, but it includes 30 days and every day itself fasting. Itself a difference. The evidence of that Allah Jalla wa'ala, he said, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَبِيلٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ. Means the days, it's a difference. يعني every day by itself, it's ibadah. Even though all of it, we call it fasting Ramadan. You understand? So, if you break fast one day, doesn't mean that you break the 30 days. Correct or no? Until the end. So the mas'ala, it depends. بارك الله فيكم.